Sunday Afternoon Edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands could be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
We don't necessarily act on what is true, but what we believe to be true. Joseph's brothers lied to their father Jacob. They covered Joseph's coat with blood and showed it to their father, which implied that he had been killed by a wild animal. Jacob said, "Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." He mourned for his son many days. Genesis tells us, chapter 37, verses 33 through 34. It wasn't true, however. But Jacob believed the lie for 13 years until he found out Joseph was alive. Some people believe things that aren't true about God. They're angry at him because they think he's to blame for all tragedies. They're acting on what they believe to be true, but their beliefs are incorrect. Some people believe things that aren't true about themselves. They're depressed and think there's no reason to live. They're acting on what they believe to be true, but it is in fact a lie. As long as you're alive, my friend, God has a plan for your life and a purpose to fulfill. Many people believe things that aren't true about others. King Saul believed David wanted to seize his throne as king, which really wasn't true. But Saul acted on what he believed to be true and spent his entire life trying to kill David. Folks, we need to use discernment and sort out fact from fiction. Don't be so quick to believe gossip about others. Ask the Lord to show you if you're believing things that aren't true. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John 8, verse 32. Once you start believing the truth about God, yourself, and others, then your reactions will get straightened out too. And that might fix some of your own problems. Think about it.
Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. And Jim, it's a beautiful day.
It is absolutely beautiful. It's hard to believe this in November.
Oh, buddy. You know what we're gonna, that means, don't you?
Absolutely.
We have to loosen up the purse strings.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And deer season comes in Saturday.
You
so
love
sure
that.
Absolutely. A lot of people's looking forward to that.
Well, I always know when deer season comes in, I'm going to have to get Linda to help me co-host. Because Jim disappears.
Maybe I can get one Saturday and I'll be there soon and brag on it.
Well, you said you'd get me one.
I'm going to. And you said you had room in your freezer, so.
Yeah, Nikki, you have to show her how to make it. Well, so. But I'm sure she'll
do it. I'm sure she can fix about anything. She's a good cook, Nikki is.
What have you been into this week?
Well, just working.
Yeah.
Working, enjoying this weather.
Yeah.
What about you? I know this is your busy time of year.
It is. I went down Friday night to the SIP Theater and saw Larry Sparks.
How'd that show go?
Man, it went great. And it was so good to see him again.
Well, good.
And Phyllis, it was good to see Phyllis down there. She's down there running around.
Now, you also made a trip to Moorhead, didn't you?
I did. I played down to Moorhead last night with a band called Streamliner. And we played the church this morning, had a wonderful fellowship at the church.
Well, great.
And a great message, so. You know, Veterans Day is coming up.
Absolutely.
So we want to salute our veterans today.
Absolutely.
Sure.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Isn't that the truth? We're going to be doing a lot of music today.
Yes, we are.
From our Christmas in the Highlands show coming up. You know, Jim, we talked about this a while back and say, you know, it won't be no time till it's here. Well, it's here.
What is it, about 4 weeks?
Yeah, on Saturday, December 5th. But we're going to play a lot of music from the bands that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
This week. So, but we're going to start the show off with a song by Russell Moore, kind of become our theme song in this day and age of this world. It's
a rough world it is.
Messed up world.
Absolutely.
Here's Russell Moore in Third Time Out. Listen to words of this.
I called a friend of mine up in North Platte, Nebraska. She said, "How you doing?
I said, fine, but let me ask you. I heard it on the news that they closed down the mill. She said, I've been scraping by just trying to pay the bills. And I don't know what I'm gonna do for Christmas. If the kids wake up and find that Santa's missed us, what in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to? Hard for everyone, from carpenters to teachers. Why's the money rolling in for politicians and Wall Streeters? Seems that we've forgotten all about the golden rule. Never should have let them take the prayer out of the school. And no one knows just what in God we trust. Love of money has made a fool of us. What in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?
But that is just like the way the world is right now, Dave.
You know, Jim, I think back years ago about this presidential race, and everybody can vote for, that's the freedom of this country.
Absolutely.
Whether you're Republican or Democrat.
People died for that freedom.
It's just changed, hasn't it?
Everything's changed in politics.
Yeah. You know, I was watching the debates the other night, and for once, the politicians has got a point about some things. Some of the stupid questions are getting answered. Ask.
Yeah. You don't have a thing to do running the country.
No. They're just stupid questions.
That's it.
I don't know.
Let me and you do one of them shows.
Yeah. Jim and Dave asked the questions.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I was down there at the Larry Sparks show.
How'd that go?
I ran into our good friend James McCoy.
How is James? I've tried to call him, and I know you have.
Yeah. Well, he said that he's dodging you. I don't know why. But
well.
Do you owe him some money?
I may do. Teresa's supposed to pay
some money. But, you know, James has been kindly sick.
I know.
Under the weather.
Yeah, Teresa ran into him and he had been under the weather.
And I told him, but, you know, he's got such a great crew at McCoy's Tree Service. And I told him, I said, James, you're going to have to do more pointing because you've got good quality men.
Absolutely.
You've got
does.
The greatest equipment in the world. You need to start doing some more pointing because he's good, but, you know, he can't do it. That's not in here. And the next words out of his mouth was, you need landscaping done? You know, that's just.
Well, now that tells you that he not only cuts trees, he can do about anything.
Oh, man, you see my landscaping.
I have.
Man, and your trees.
Trees and over at church.
Oh, man. We're talking about McCoy's Tree Service located in Nines, Kentucky. You can phone them at 395-0473. James has been in the tree service business for over 40 years. He's insured, Jim.
40 years, he is.
He gives us senior citizen discounts.
Well, has he said anything about a birthday dinner?
Yeah, he said he's two or three behind.
I figured that.
We'll have to take Linda over there.
Why, yeah.
You in, Linda?
Well, January.
January. We'll have to treat you like Goober. We're buying. She's ready to go now. You remember that episode of Andy Griffin They went to that Chinese restaurant, and he said, I'll have the dollar 65 chow mein. And he said, I'm paying. He goes, dollar 95.
You sound just like Google.
But we was talking about McCoy's Tree Service.
We sure was.
So go by and see our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service, 395-0473, free estimates.
Absolutely.
Hey, on Saturday, December the 5th, the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands Christmas show at the Country Highway Museum.
And it gets bigger every year.
Yeah. I stopped out there this week, and they're getting all decorated up.
Well, good.
But, Jim, we're going to have a live auction. You're going to auction off some stuff for us.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay's going to do a 50-50 drawing for us.
Yes.
Santa Claus is going to be there. And we're going to have an old-fashioned cakewalk. What about that?
That'll be something to
I bet some of these kids don't know what a cakewalk
is. I say they don't.
We're going to have concessions. They make the best hot dogs out there, too.
I know they do.
Have you ever had their hot dogs? Ooh, doggies.
And they've even got a dance floor that you want to get out there while the music's going on.
Help the children of Johnson County have a great Christmas with the 16th annual Clyde Bowling Christmas in the Highlands. We're going to play a lot of music from the bands that are going to be there today. Salvation Rain is coming in this year, and we are so blessed to have them. They're such good people.
Absolutely.
And what a talent they are. Bobby Maynard.
Bobby Maynard.
I got a weight problem. I can't wait to eat.
And that's it. And
go get her. Take my wife to work and go get her. He's going to be there. The Streamliner Bluegrass Band's going to be there. They're on their way back to Princeton right now.
Oh, going to rest up for them.
If I was a betting man, I'd say Chris is in the bed. Chandler's laying on the couch asleep. And Mark's up there driving with a Red Bull in his hand. If I was a betting. But anyway, Streamliner's going to be there. The Highland Bluegrass Quartet's going to be there. And they got a brand new Christmas CD out too, Jim.
And it'll be out there for anybody that's looking for one.
And first time around, admission is only $10. You know that price has never went up over 16 years. Or a new unwrapped toy.
Absolutely.
For more information, you can call 367-1056. And our one of our sponsors is Broadway Printers. We're going to be talking about them shortly. Down here on Main Street in Paintsville. They do wonderful work every year on our posters and our flyers, and they can do anything in the world for you at Broadway. They're just great people. But let's play a cut off one of the bands that's going to be at Christmas in the Highlands. This is Salvation Rain's Only a Little Lamb off their Only Little Lamb CD. This is, Jim, you got to get a hold of this. Let's hear it right now.
Get you where you are. just follow me. Better things are waiting. It takes a leap of faith, even when you cannot see. Jesus knows the way to get you where you need to be. Such a blessed life. Cast your net aside. He says, follow me. Such a blessed life.
Wow.
That is great. And that's what we're going to have out there at Christmas in Highlands.
Exactly. Man, they're good.
They are good.
They're good. Here's another band that's going to be out there. This is Streamliner, and up-and-coming band. They're going to be at Christmas in the Highlands. Listen to this song. It's a really good number. Redwood Hill.
Things that I am, I could not change for any man. I tried to comfort her, but she would not be still. And how the rain did fall, as I found my way back down.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
That's a good friend of Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Bluegrass in the Highlands' oldest sponsor, Jim.
Been with us for a long time.
Oh, man. Man.
Long time. And right now, while the weather's nice, you better get your filters changed.
Well, you know, the holidays are coming. You want everything checked out.
You sure do. Family will be coming in, and you don't want no problems in.
Exactly. Proud sponsor of Bluegrass. They're located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. As you heard in the ad, any heating, plumbing, cooling, electric need, And they're wonderful people.
And they got a lot of stuff. I noticed in the window.
Did you see that window?
They have got a lot of merchandise.
They're dealing that stuff too, buddy.
They sure are.
And guess what I had for lunch?
Probably about the same thing I did.
I went to McDonald's. I found me a new favorite.
What is it?
I'm trying to lose weight, Jim.
New favorite diet food?
Yeah.
Well, what is that needed? I'm trying to lose.
I went on a weight. Let me tell you what I've done.
All right, tell me.
I went on a diet. And, you know, when you're our age, your metabolism goes to pot.
Something happens to it.
Well, I went on a diet, and I was eating salads for lunch, and just being a good boy.
Being a vegetarian.
And I weighed in at the end of the week, and I gained a pound. Well, the next week, I go out. Me and you talked about this the other day.
I know we
protein
had.
In the morning. Well, I started eating a grilled chicken sandwich from McDonald's with mustard and onion on it. Weighed in the next week, lost 5 pounds.
Are you kidding? I'll have to try that.
I kid you not.
I'll have to try that.
Great food, great prices.
It's
good
sure
family
is.
Atmosphere.
And 14 locations.
Brand new ones.
Absolutely.
Every sure one is. Of them. And each community that McDonald's is in, they give back to their community.
And the schools.
Yeah, that's
they
a
give
nice
back,
thing.
They sure give
their
to
whole
the
community.
That's you're right.
They're
that's
so great. Giving in every community they're in. And that's the nice thing about McDonald's. Bob and Tom Hutchinson, we want to thank them for being a proud sponsor.
Bluegrass and the Highlands.
We didn't play their ad today because I just want to talk about them.
Well, and they deserve it sometimes.
But I'm still, Bob, if you're listening today, I want you to call me at 789-0318 right now because we're still trying to figure out if anybody knows the answer. Here's a good trivia question. If you can answer this question, we'll give you a Highland Bluegrass Quartet CD. Since McDonald's has started serving breakfast all day, what is the number one combo now?
That's kind of changed everything.
And you know, I just went through McDonald's. I didn't pay no attention.
I didn't either.
But anyway.
I'm going to get an answer.
Well, Bob, if you're listening, call us. And this has been a big dilemma.
There was a phone call.
I hope that's Bob. Is that Bob or an answer to the question? Okay. Now, how are we going to verify?
I have no
That's our good friend McDonald's.
We better wait until next week we may try
yeah.
this. We'll find out what the number one is, and that will be a trivia for them to
That's right.
win something.
14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. Our good friends at McDonald's. Jim, you got a dedication.
I do.
A proud moment to talk about.
Proud moment.
A big accomplishment.
A dear friend of mine that's just been like a dad growing up, Denzel Lester.
I bet he's a good Christian man,
he's
too.
He's a good Christian man. And when you talk to him, you can tell it.
Really?
Up on Denver, Kentucky, everybody knows Denzel. We always called him the mayor of Denzel, and today is his birthday.
What is he, about 45?
He's seen that a long time ago.
He did?
But he's 92, but now you couldn't tell it by being around him.
Is that right?
He's still got a sharp mind, and he loved to talk, enjoy his company.
Yeah.
But we'd like to send this out to Denzel.
Yeah.
And wish him a happy birthday. And another thing, he was a veteran.
Is that right?
He sure was.
Well, since this is a celebration of Denzel, let's just give Denzel the CD today.
Let's do that.
And you can take it to him.
I'll take it and give it to him.
Denzel, happy birthday. Here's the Highland Bluegrass Quartet singing.
Peace in the Belly.
Amen.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me, for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, oh yes. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am, oh yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me, for me.
Happy birthday, Denzel. And wish you many, many more.
Now, you was out running around this week. Postman working. You socialized.
No, one of my coworkers brought this to me.
Oh, good.
Matt Hamilton brought it and was bragging about, it don't have the band's name on here, but we've been listening to some of the music, but it is really,
oh,
really good.
Man, it's really good.
And we're wanting to play this, and we'll send this out to Matt Hamilton and Justin Kidd. It's their church up at Betsy Lane.
Good deal.
And it's a group called Standing Up for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt said one of his favorite songs is Beulah Land.
Man, it's one of my favorites, too.
And you sat and listened at it, and it is, I mean, it's a good group. And but we want to send this out, Beulah Land, for the church members up there.
Yes,
and,
sir.
For Matt Hamilton and
Justin
Kidd.
Appreciate him listening. Wonderful cut. Let's hear Beulah Land.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I have never been before. No sad goodbye. Time, woman, or anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday will end inside.
there's just a few. A few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday
Jim, that's off.
That is a great song.
And we need to get
the thing of it is, we don't have no band members named on here, but maybe we'll try to, what do you think about trying to get them
in? Love to have them in the studio.
Absolutely.
And they can play live for us.
If anything, if anybody's listening that knows the group, or if the group's listening, just call us.
That's exactly right.
And we'll try to get you on here.
Exactly. Well, we're going to play another cut off of a five band that's going to be at Christmas in the Highlands on December the 5th. And this band is none other than the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
And one and only plays for them.
Well, play at it.
Play.
See what they done, Jim?
They've kind of moved you in the back.
They went out and tried to hire the best bass player they could find.
Absolutely.
And he wasn't available, so they called me.
Got you.
But it's a blessing. I mean,
it is.
Truly is a blessing to play with these guys. Because
and they're in here every fourth Sunday, and you all have the greatest time.
And we get such a blessing. I mean, even at practice, we get such a blessing of it. So.
Amen.
But, well, this will be official, our first Christmas song of the season. The Highland Bluegrass Quartet has a brand new Christmas CD out, and it's for sale.
Good.
Call the church office at 789-0318. Huh?
We have one giveaway today.
We do have one. Jim was whispering like he wasn't allowed to give anything away.
No, I didn't want to say, ask if we were going to give it away, and you said, no, it's only one of God.
Jim?
I wanted to cover everything up.
I've never heard Jim whisper on this show. He's always just come out and said it, whether it was right or wrong. Have you ever heard him whisper, Linda? What's wrong with you,
I'm
boy?
I'm practicing for when I deer hunt next Saturday morning.
Teresa's sitting back. Thinking, finally, Jim is growing up.
Yeah.
That's what Nikki said.
She's taught me well. Well, Nikki's taught both of us well.
You know, Jerry was talking about
Nikki and Teresa.
Church this morning. He said, you need to tell your spouse you're sorry. And he said, if you don't got nothing to say, you're sorry, just say it.
Yeah.
There's stuff you don't even know about.
Absolutely.
But you go to the church office at 789-0318 and talk to Jessica Monday through Friday. Oh, it is? That's the number here.
Oh, well.
I have another number there now.
You can tell I've lost a little sleep.
Is that the number on there?
Jim, you asked me that, and I don't know. Why didn't you whisper that, Jim?
Is that the number, David?
I think it's 78. Here we go.
There, we're digging
no,
into
it's
it.
No, it's not. 789-6433, I believe.
All right.
But, I know everybody in this world's got a phone. Google it, people.
Google. Absolutely Google. And if you can't get one, you know, don't have time for that, when we've got the show going on out there, we're having for sale.
Hey, these make great stock of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. They sure do.
And we've got one for 12 or two for 20.
Now, that's a good deal.
That is a good deal. Christmas time's gotten. No, we're going to play cut number. Let's see, what cut am I playing on this? Number 11, which is It's the Birthday of Our King. Here's the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Amen.
All right.
Have you got us?
We forgot we were going to get out of the way.
We've just had a rough day.
Hey, that's what sleep deprivation.
Is that right? Did I misspell that?
You should have whispered that.
Mispronounced it.
Be the 10th caller at 7890318. We'll put this in your hands.
Absolutely.
This wondrous holy night, above the stable shone a light. Be our Lord, a child is born, they cuddle there in Mary's arms. So let the hallelujahs ring, praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing, it's the birthday of our King. Forget or so it seems, what the Christ in Christmas means. In Bethlehem so far away, Christ was born upon this day. So let the hallelujahs ring, praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing, it's the birthday of our King. Swaddling clothes she wrapped him in, and laid him in the manger then. Let us praise the chosen one, glorify thy Father's Son. So let the hallelujahs ring, praise our blessed Savior's name. Lift your voices now and sing, it's the birthday of our King. It's the birthday of our King.
Well, that's our first Christmas song, Jim.
And that is a doozy. And Linda Hall was a lucky caller, and she's going to get to enjoy that between
Linda
now and
Hall
Christmas.
Linda Hall from Van Lair, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Well, Jim, I want to talk about our good friends at Phillips.
Phillips.
Heat and Hardware Store. You know, he's got financing available out there on $250 or more.
He does. I seen Philip last week, I believe it was, stopped
Did
by.
Did you?
And he was busy.
Oh, yeah.
Busy at that small engine repair.
Well, see, everybody's about wrapping up their mowing season.
They are.
Taking them down there.
And getting it ready for next year.
Exactly. He's got small engine repair down there. If you're done with your lawnmower, your weed eater, and you want to get it tuned up, even if it's running good, you need to change the oil.
That's right.
Philip can do that for you.
Yep.
Complete hardware store down there. Plumbing, heating, like anything you need.
And furnaces.
Oh. Jim, that is the Heat headquarters down there at Phillips. He's got everything from a kerosene heater to coal stoves to propane to anything
Any
you need
kind.
In the heat line. And he's got those MF series furnaces.
That's a dance.
Slash your bill in a fourth of what it normally is. You can't go wrong. He's got all kinds of heaters down there. And I'll tell you what, it's getting cold.
It is.
It's getting cold out there.
It's getting cold, especially in the mornings.
Well, and speaking of cold, he's got doghouses out there. If you've got animals
seen
outside.
That. And he might get one big enough for me or you, Dave. We are getting a doghouse.
Yeah.
Sometimes you kind of put your foot in your mouth and don't realize it. We do.
Here's what you need to do when you go home.
Tell me.
As soon as you walk in the door, say, Teresa, I love you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Then she's going to say, what have you done now?
I'm just sorry. I don't know what I've done.
Let's try that.
And if you don't know what I'm sorry for, think of something I've done that I ain't said I'm sorry for.
There you go. Let's do it that way.
He's got everything in the world down there for wintertime to get you ready for winter, Jim. He's got snow shovels. He's got salt.
Well, he's got drainage pipe if you're having trouble right now before this rain sets in that we normally have through the winter.
I'll tell you here in a minute, Linda. And if you salt, let me tell you, a simple thing of putting salt down can save you a major hospital bill.
Absolutely.
It sure can. He's got it all down there. He's got the good echo blowers, chainsaws, man.
And got all the safety equipment to go with that. Goggles, hard hats, chainsaw chats.
You know, he can sharpen chainsaws. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Well, that's great.
Chainsaw blades. He can sharpen them. He's got everything you need down there at Phillips Heating Hardware.
And a fishing hole.
Oh, man.
What do you think about that? Every time you walk in, you're just amazed, just like a kid in a toy store.
That place has took off like a house fire.
It sure has.
And I'm not a fisherman, but I'm sure people are still fishing.
Oh, they are. You see boats all the time.
The nice thing about him is you can tell him, are you a fisherwoman? What do you call is it a fisherwoman? Or do you be called? Okay. What do you call a woman? Fisherman.
Well, if it's straight, you'll call fisherman. Her my lady fishing partner.
There you go. But what would I call her? She wouldn't be my lady fishing partner.
You'd have to use your partner.
We're having a time today. Use your partner, right?
She wasn't going to leave the house this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
But after today, who knows if we have a partner.
And I'm sitting here looking at Connie Tyra. But anyway, what we got that sleep what, Jim?
At me.
All right. Deprivation. I'm not even doing it. I can't say it.
What is it, Linda? Well, we're in trouble. Deprivation,
ain't it? There you go.
Sounded good to me.
But, you know, he's got some used trolling motors down there.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. And he's got the marine battery. And, you know, the nice thing about Phillips, what I was going to tell you is, he sees a lot of fishermen come through there.
He does.
you know I'm getting thinking. And, anyway, he knows what's working for bait.
That's true.
You know, when I took my daughter out there last summer, he told me what was hitting and stuff. So, go see our good friends at Phillips.
Heating
Hardware, located on the Paceville Lake Road, 297-3456. And if I say 789-1111, what am I talking about?
Well, it sounds like you're needing a lawyer.
It sounds like somebody. We may need one after this.
We may do it, buddy. Hey, keep that number.
1111.
1111.
Even we can remember that.
We sure can.
And more important, we can say it.
We can. With no trouble at all.
Exactly.
But we're talking about a new law firm right here in Paintsville that's been in for about a year or so.
Yeah, they're really good.
And they're good lawyers, and it's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
Right.
And they're located right here in Paintsville, Kentucky, at 412 2nd Street in Paintsville.
Yeah. Brett Butcher's one of those lawyers down
there.
He's
one of them and one of the best.
And I know him. He's good. Everybody needs a family attorney.
They sure do.
When you least expect it. So
that's
why not
you do
go
when
down?
You need one when you least expect it.
And you know, but wouldn't it be nice to go down and have a consultation with Brett and the team down there? Then, if you ever do need a lawyer, they're familiar with you.
That's right.
They got a file on you. They can help you. And you're not hitting the panic button.
You're not. You just tell whoever you're having trouble with, you'll be hearing from a lawyer.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then when they find out who it is, they may start talking a little bit nicer to them. Have a different attitude about them.
Give that address again, because Brett did move.
It is 412
right.
2nd Street, right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Exactly.
And the phone number again, Dave, what is it?
789-1111.
How hard is that to remember?
That's easy.
Easy, easy.
Call our good friends at the law office today, and they'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
Another band's going to be at Bluegrass and the Highlands. I got an opportunity to see them this last Friday down there with Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers. This is first time around.
Well, we had them in here one time.
Oh, Saturday. They're good kids.
And that one, he I don't know about the bass player.
I'm mad at her.
That's what I thought. I could
show
tell.
Off.
But she's good. The whole group was good.
Oh, man, they're all good.
Absolutely.
That bass player better than me, and I get mad about that. Anyway, here's first time around. First time around, we're going to play number 5, dear. I'm sorry.
What's Bill Duck want?
Man, they're good.
They are good. And the young group, how old is the oldest? What would the average age group be there, Dave?
I'd say the average age is about 14, 15.
15, yeah.
I think the guitar player's old man in the bunch. Yeah,
he's 18. About 18. And they'll be out here at Christmas in the Highlands.
They will on Saturday, December 5th. We got to send a dedication out to Jack Clemens. For Jack Clemens. Wanted to hear some Clyde Bowling music. And we're going to play Dust on the Bible for you right now. This goes out to Jack Clemens today on Bluegrass in the Highlands.
You got dust on the Bible. You're going to live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this flight. You got dust on the Bible, you'll live a dirty life. Some people live here on this earth, got to head down to the ground. You better look up toward the heaven, thank the Lord that you're around. Get down on your knees and pray every morning, noon, and night. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Gotta walk in the sunshine, sing in the moonlight, pray every morning at the break of dawn until your Savior comes. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Better read Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. If you got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's a good friend of Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill here in Paintsville, Jim. They have got a great location.
Absolutely, and they've been with us for a long time.
Oh, man. Second oldest one.
Second oldest, that's true.
Plenty of parking up there. Wonderful, updated facility.
They are.
James Andrew always keeps the place updated. And the latest technology, handle any type of funeral, whether it be a military, relocation funeral.
Absolutely.
Just anything you need, they can take care of you up there. You can go ahead and pay for your funeral now. Imagine what a funeral will be here 30 years from now.
Absolutely, or even and just half of that.
And it's paid for, and you won't put a burden on your children.
Absolutely, that's true. And the service is unbelievable.
Oh, that's one thing they still do the old-fashioned way, is give really good service to you.
They stay updated on just the technology part of it, but they keep the old-fashioned service.
Oh, yeah, and they keep their building updated, too.
They sure do, Dave.
Jones Preston Funeral Home, Starfire here in Paintsville. You know, it'd be a hoot.
A hoot?
Yeah, a hoot.
A hoot.
To get Chris and Wallace in here.
That would be a hoot.
We need to get them boys in
here. Let's see if we can get them in here.
Now,
and see if they'll bring us a dozen donuts. We might give them away.
Yeah. Well, I ain't
not
seen
Chris
a donut.
Or Wallace, but the donuts.
I ain't seen a donut. Maybe that's why Wallace
either.
Is sleeping so much.
It could be. Them donuts.
We're talking about our good friends at Conley Tire, located on the Paintsville Lake Road. You can phone them at 297-2424. There's another number it's easy to remember.
What's that?
2424.
Oh, 2424.
2424. But home of the $25 oil change. And guess what I've heard?
What's that?
That's synthetic oil.
Synthetic.
Yeah, what about
that's
that?
That's a good oil.
Oh, man. You don't have to change your oil so much that way.
That's true, and they've got the updated front-end alignment.
Jim, that's so important to a tire.
It sure is.
And they got the latest equipment in that. They sell the good interstate batteries for these cold mornings.
Absolutely.
Have your battery checked. They'll check your battery free. And if they won't, you call me and Jim, we'll get on him.
We sure will. Go out there and visit with them.
Come on, Wallace. Come around there, man. But if you want to, or if you're want to stay up two or three nights, go out there and have a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Makes the strongest coffee I've ever drank.
He sure does.
I give me a cup every time I go out there.
Well, you can't keep from it. It is good.
Hey, if you need tires, there's no need in running around on bad tires.
You've got a long lost buddy on the phone.
Who is it? Just Scott?
EJ.
Huh?
EJ.
EJ. Well, tell EJ I'm talking about Conley Tire.
And then we get TJ.
Yeah, then we'll get TJ. But anyway, there's no need to run around on bad tires, especially if you've got children.
That's true.
Well, you don't have to. Conley Tire has got financing available on the spot, any payment plan you want out there, and
that's
they can
for
take
sure.
care of you. Any size tire you need out there at Conley Tire, they got every one of them, and for every budget.
That's
go see Chris and Wallace. They also got those truck accessories to make your truck better and do better, lights under it. If you're a 16-year-old wanting to impress that girl, that'll get
that's
her done.
That's the place to go.
Get her done. Go see our good friends, Chris and Wallace. And if anybody gets a donut out there, I want to know about it.
Be sure. Call in us. No one.
Please do.
Sunday. Yeah.
Our good friends at Calling Tire, 297-2424 on the Paintsville Lake Road. We got to get out of here. You
we
got
sure
a song
do.
Going on the way out, though, don't you, Jim?
I sure do. I was wanting to send this out to Bill Doug Brannon.
All right.
A friend of ours listens to us and it's from the CD we played earlier, Stand Up for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and it's, the song is I Press Through the Crowd.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Remember, two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Number one.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Like a prodigal son,
lies of Satan that clung to my soul. My sins were so many, and my burdens were heavy. But when I touched
first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.